Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. It is a big night for Sandown and in the world of greyhounds, with the richest staying event in greyhound racing, the RSN Sandown Cup. And Jason Adams from Sandown joins us to find all of the winners, dissect the cup, and hopefully get a quaddie with a projected pool of in excess of $100,000. How are you, Jase?
I'm well, thanks, Michael, and really up and about ahead of tonight's card. Of course, the RSN Sandown Cup, we love stayers, we love Group 1 racing. We've got the best of both of them tonight, and it's a really even field. So really ready and pumped to stick the teeth into it.
It is a very even field. I think it's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out, and especially what happens at the start. Rockstar Beeve, Box 1, True Detective, Box 7. We might go through them runner by runner, because I want to get your thoughts on each of them and then how we can play the race to find the winner in the RSN Sandown Cup. Rockstar Beeve is the favourite, as I said, jumps from Box 1, $3 in the market. Are you happy with that draw and price?
I'm delighted with the draw, and I think the price is spot on. I was very surprised when he didn't open up favourite last week after the box draw was conducted, and then again, not surprised at all that he has firmed since then, and now we do see him as the favourite, because throughout this field, Michael, there's a number of runners that they're relying on things to go right. They either need to begin well or they need to move mid-race, but for Rockstar Beeve, a lot of that's eliminated. He's very honest, he usually shows speed, and he's come up with a really good draw. So I can't find a strong enough reason to really say that he's vulnerable. He's not going to go out and win by a massive margin, but he's going to be riding the race early on, and he's extremely honest, as I say. So in terms of reliability and box draw, he's definitely suited perfectly.
Well, from the two-box, Blazing Cardi is well in the market as well, a $4 chance. Opened up at $3.50, so it's eased slightly, but it's another dog that's flying at the moment. Where do you see it in the run?
She's going well, and I think she's going to be on pace and a lot like Rockstar Beeve. She's just very honest and consistent. We saw her in her heat win last weekend, and in the reaction to that, a lot of people seem to be sort of surprised and stunned by her effort. But to me, it was exactly what we've been seeing for months now from her. It was probably just the winning margin that made the win look a bit better than what it was. But she's very honest. She'll be on the feed early, and I wouldn't be blown away at all if she was to feel the play. She's one you're absolutely locked into the exotic.
Zipping Clifford's the outsider at $34 from the box number three, but it's almost a fairy tale story. Jeffrey Gill having his first runner in a Group One. Is there any chance of an upset?
I'd say no, but I'm sure I would have said the same thing about Bowser Ringen back in 2016 when she won it at $51. But you're right, it's a stunning story. We heard Jeff Gill on RSN Central with Gareth Hall yesterday. It was absolutely sensational, of course. Just the two greyhounds from a residential property, and he hasn't been training for all that long, just over 12 months. So an amazing story, but I think for Zipping Clifford, a fair bit would have to go right. The time that he's been putting on the board in recent starts over this distance doesn't stack up to win a Sandown Cup. So he would need to have a few things go right for Zipping Clifford, I think.
He Shall Power, I should say, is the four dog, and it's at $6.50. Been very consistent. Shana Crawford is the trainer. What do you make of He Shall Power?
I love what he's about, He Shall Power. He's made a really good start to his career. And one thing that's absolutely on his side is strength. And look, he's the youngest in the field. He's only had the 17 career starts. And this is a big ask. I know he was very good last week. As I said, I love the way he's going about it at the moment. But to step up again in a field where there's going to be a lot more pressure than what there was last week, I think he's going to have to beat his very best. But in saying that, his grand final, in the short term, it is tonight, but long term, it's not, because he's got a couple of years of racing ahead of him, and would not be surprised at all if we saw him in the next two Sandown Cups. So really excited to see how he handles it. If he was to win the race, I would be surprised, but I won't rule him out.
Ella Enchanted ran second last year. Can it go one better tonight?
We'll see. I don't think the draw is totally in her favour. And I mentioned about Rockstar Beeve before, and there's not many concerns around his situation. But for Ella Enchanted, it's a little bit different, because she can't afford to get knocked around too heavily early on. We know she's got a lot of strength. And as you said, she was runner-up last year and absolutely massive in defeat. So coming into this year's edition, it's clear that she's not in the same sort of nick, but she's rock hard fit and she's one of the strongest in the field. So a clear run is exactly what she's after, and if she gets it, she's going to feature.
She's a $10 chance. Six is Just Terms. Anthony has a party. A $13 chance. Read a remarkable stat that this is the 30th Group 1 final of the year, and Anthony has a party's had a runner in 15 of them.
It's an amazing record, and look, we're not surprised to hear that sort of number, I guess, because he's been involved in all of them. Every time a Group 1 rolls around, we always see the name A as a party, and to see the numbers put in front of us, it certainly highlights the achievement and the run that he has had over the past few months. And of course, the next one that he does have here is Just Turns in tonight's RSN Standing Cup final. And look, I'm very happy to take her on. I know she's very good, and she put together a really big win in the Group 1 Zoom Top at the Meadows in the earlier part of this year. But I just thought her recent form isn't what we know she can do when she really loosens the shackles. So what is it? I'm not sure. Does she go better everywhere else than what she does at Sandown? I don't know. I thought her campaign before this one was probably not at her finest. And this time around, I know Connections and Anthony and people who are from his kennel are pretty optimistic that she's back to her best. But I think she's one who's going to have to produce a pretty big performance to win tonight, because she's not going to be able to lead, I don't think. So she's relying on some room to really warm up and shift into sixth gear late.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with True Detective from the 7 box. Second favourite was originally the favourite at $3.20. It's now out to $3.40. Jeff Britton trains, and it is going to be one of the hardest to beat tonight. What do you think about True Detective?
You can make plenty of cases for True Detective, and the things that he does have on his side, he obviously form over the distance and success at this sort of level. He's a Group 1 winner in the past, and for me, I'm happy to take him on. I think from box number 7, we know he's pretty good, but he's got to time the start perfectly to clear those on his inside, because if he doesn't, I don't think he's going to be able to cross the likes of Blazing Cartier, Rockstar Beeve on the rail, and even the likes of probably He Shall Power. And I don't think he's a greyhound who can win coming from behind. So I'm not ruling him out, but I just think, like we spoke about before with Rockstar Beeve, there's not much downside. For a True Detective, he's got to get it right early. Otherwise, I think he's up against it. So if he begins well, he's in the race. If he doesn't, I think it's going to take a monumental effort.
And this RSN Sandown Cup field is rounded out with Bronski Beat in box 8, currently a $12 chance.
And here's another one. Just like Sipping Clifford, I'd be stunned if Bronski Beat won the race, because we saw last week it was the best that I've ever seen him begin from those 715-metre boxes. And if he was to do that again and run the same time that he did last week, there's a few on the inside who can go better. So everything needs to go right for him. He needs to produce exactly the same performance and probably have a bit of a mix-up behind him too.
All right, let's put you on the spot, Jason. Give us your numbers in this year's RSN Sandown Cup.
Well, as you could probably tell, I'm pretty keen on Rockstar Beeve number one. And again, there's just not much downside for mine as to why you wouldn't go with him, because he's consistent, he's got the draw, he was the fastest heat winner, and it's not like there's an if button maybe. If he times a start, if he gets a clear run, there's not much of that to really be concerned about with him. So I've gone with him from number 2, Blazing Cartier, and very honest in her own right, and I guess she's just been sort of best of the rest in a lot of her races. She's so honest, but just seems to run into one better. So she gets a good opportunity to really break that status tonight. Third number, 5, Ella Enchanted, and as mentioned, she's relying on a bit of a clean run. She can't get held up too badly, but we know she's got a big motor. She's coming into tonight really hard fit. And fourth number, 4, He Shall Power. As mentioned, he's a youngster. He's had a 17 career start. A lot is ahead of him, and I think he'd have to step up again to win a race like this. But it's clear that he's got ability, and who knows what he could produce second up over the distance.
All right, it's going to be a cracking RSN Sandown Cup tonight. The feature is on at 7:42, but it's a great undercard as well. Looking forward to seeing the superstar Simon Told Helen back in action in the Grade 8 up against Tigalong Tonk. But we need to get the quaddy, Jason, not just the winner of the Sandown Cup. So let's go through and get your quaddy numbers. The first leg is the Cup Night Stayers Race 5. What are your numbers?
That it is. I've gone with 6 and 8 in the first leg. Second leg, 1, 2, 4, 5, and 7. Third leg, 2, 6, and 7. And the final leg, 1, 3, and 7. As you mentioned, a $100,000 projected quaddy pool. So every reason to have a go on what is a really strong night of greyhound racing.
All right, we will tweet that out. And outside of the RSN Sandown Cup, the most important race is Race 7, which is a Racing Pulse at 8:30 a.m. weekdays. Just tip me the winner of our race, will you?
What have we got? Race 7. I didn't mind Captain Jake, number 7. I think he's going really well, but that's a good race, that one.
Race 7, number 7. I like the ring to it. Hey, Jace, enjoy tonight. Unfortunately, we can't have any crowds there, but...